Let us pray, shall we? This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Advent first, as Simon said, the time we are preparing ourselves to welcome Jesus in our hearts, the time where everybody is coming together for the Lord is coming, but we don't know when, where is going to come. What we know that the word of God is telling us to get ready, be watching, be on alert. Why this? Because as we had in the reading, it will come like a burglar, a chief, we don't know. So we have to be watching, we have to be on alert. In the old time, when they build a town to protect against enemy, they are going to build a high tower where the watchman is going to stand there watching where the enemy are coming from. Once he sees the enemies, he's going to alert those inside to get ready for the battle because they are going to defend their city. And most of us are drivers. You are driving on the road. You will see signposts showing you that here you have to drive at 40 a mile, or there are flooding there, or the road is slippery. Why? They are warning us to prevent accidents or to prevent what may come. But nowadays in Christian life, we have got more than signposts. We have got more than tower to warn us about what is going to happen is the word of God. The word of God every day is warning us, is telling us, is calling us to turn away our sins and to see the Lord coming, because we don't know when he's going to come. Yes, he's coming. First he came at Christmas. Now we are waiting for his second coming. We don't know what time and what day, because himself know that the Son, neither the angel knows, only the Father knows. Imagine a father in the family in the morning is going to work and he will farewell his family that they are going to meet in the evening. But when he went there, a message is going to come back in home, or he had an accident and he passed away. In the morning, he's telling his family that he's going to come back in the evening. But as he went there, it was one way going and he's not come back. If he knew that he's not going to come back, he would tell his family that I'm going and I won't come back. This is my way going and I won't come back. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is telling us today to keep watching, to be on alert. Why? Because he's returning. And he's giving us this sign, the example of what happened before the flood came. People were there, eating, drinking, getting husband, getting woman. Their focus was on eating, getting woman, getting up husband, and drinking. But hang on, we have to ask ourselves, is it bad to eat? If we don't eat, we're going to die, we're going to starve with famine. We need something to drink, the wine. And why? Jesus is saying that people were only there sitting, drinking, and eating before the flood comes. Do in our life, we have only to eat. The purpose of our life in this world is only to eat. If someone may pass with the reading of the gospel, if you have got your Bible, would you mind the reading on Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 to 4? Please. If you got it, you can read for us. Anyone found the Bible? The person in the Bible, Matthew 4, verses 3 to 4. What did he say? Yeah. Bates, please.
Came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, people do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
Amen. People should not live on bread alone, but for the word that comes from the mouth of our God. It means that our spiritual, we have to feed our spiritual life with the word coming from the mouth of God. The Bible every time is telling us. We are desperate today. I'm going to the bookcase to buy a newspaper. You are reading. We are desperate. Every day we spend money to buy a newspaper to read the news that is happening in the world. It is not bad. We should know what is happening around us. But are we desperate every day for to read the word of God? Are we desperate to go to open that Bible and read the word of God? One day, a Christian family invited a priest to their house and went there for a meal. They prepared a note of 50 pounds. It was there on the table. And there was beside the table, the Bible was there. When they were on the table, while the couple was in the kitchen, the priest took that 50 note, put in the Bible, and put it aside. Because they said that when we finish, we are going to give him that note of 50 pounds. What happened? They ate. At the end, the couple noticed that there was not that note of 50 pounds. And they was wondering, where has it gone? Because we prepared to give this to the priest. Now, the priest has got that note. They went rambling, telling their friends, "Look, we invite the priest to come to us. We want to offer him, but he gets that money, and we are not happy what he did." Finally, they asked the priest, "Priest, we prepare that money to give you, but how can you get it without telling us?" The priest tells them, "No, because we are eating, and I put that note in your Bible, and you can find it there." When they went at home, they opened the Bible. At the first page, they see that note. It means that they have never opened that Bible even to sit there and read the word of God. If they opened, they have the habit to open the Bible, they would find that note inside. This is a lesson that this priest gave them. We have to open. Are we desperate? Before I start talking here, I sang, "This is my daily bread. Your only word is spoken to me. I'm desperate of this." And our day, what are we desperate of? What are we desperate of? We are waiting. Our Lord is coming. When? We don't know. But He's always among us. The coming that we are waiting is the second coming, when He's going to take us to the Father's house. came in Christmas. And he's not going to be born in a manger this Christmas year. This is just when you recall what happened. But we are preparing ourselves for his second coming. We don't know where he's going to come. And how should we prepare ourselves? Just with the word of God. Christ is coming every day in our life. He's coming in his word that we don't read. Christ is coming in the church that we don't attend. Look around us. Yes, the weather. Look around us. Empty seats. We don't attend. If we don't attend the church, how are we going to hear the word of God? Christ, every day is with us. In the Eucharist that we don't attend, we don't take. Christ is coming every day in our life. Within our neighbors that we don't visit, with our prisoners, with our sick people that in the hospital that we don't visit, because he said that day, I was sick. I was in prison. You didn't come to visit me. I was sick. You didn't come to visit me. I was naked. You didn't clothe me. Christ is coming every day in our life. Brothers and sisters, we are God's servants. And he expects us to do his work. To do his work. This is the day. I like the song. This is the day of Moses. Restore. This is the day of Elijah. He's preaching the word of God. This is the day of Moses. This is the day of David restoring the temple of praise. This is the day of Ezekiel, the bones restoring the dry bone. They did that. And we have to ask ourselves, what are we doing in our days? What are we doing? Because we are servant of God. We are delaying the coming of Christ. When he will come, how will he find us? We have got a mission. Our mission is not to be there sitting, eating, drinking like the old days. Let's ask ourselves, what happened after the flood? What happened after the flood? Before the flood, people were eating, drinking, getting husband, getting married. Hey, what is happening now? What is happening after the flood? Have we stopped eating? Have we stopped drinking? When we concentrate ourselves on what is happening around us, all this sin that is going around us, we are lost. And when we look back as Lot's wife did, we are destroyed. Well, we should look up and see that our Lord is coming today. Our Lord is coming down. Who knows what is going to happen when we get out here? Who knows what we are going to meet on the road when we are going back home? Who knows what is going to happen tomorrow? We have to get ready to prepare ourselves. We are sinners, we know. But when we sin, should we stay there looking at our sin? Oh, crying, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner. No, we have woke up and go. Look at our Lord Jesus Christ. He get out his cross for our sins. He went, he fell down. He didn't stay there. He knows that he's going up to the crucifixion, to Golgotha, where he's going to be crucified for our sins. We have not to step when we fall. We remain there, get up and continue your way. God knows that we are all sinners. And the reason why he's preparing us with his words. Brother and sister, is it important to know the date? Is it important to know the date? And imagine that someone tells you, yes, get ready, you're going to die tomorrow. How are you going to react? Are we really going to prepare ourselves? Someone tells you that you're going to die tomorrow. Are you going to prepare yourself that you're dying tomorrow? We'll be afraid, shaking. Oh, I'm going. You look around. I'm going to leave this. I'm going to leave that. But it's better not to know the date. And no one knows. We have to prepare ourselves, brothers, with the love of God, with what God is asking us to do. We have not only to sit down there. You who hear the good news, we have to spread it to others. We have to tell others. Go in peace to love God and serve others. Do we serve others? What do we do? Those who were served were people who went in the ark with Noah. Brother and sister, this is those who heard the word of God. Why those people were saved? Because they listened to what Noah was telling them. But for the others, they didn't want to listen. They were there. Oh, that one is a drunkard. It's every time they thought that he was a drunk man and he telling rubbish, he's not telling the truth. But they knew that he was telling the truth. When they were seeking, when Noah was going, they came there. Noah, open the ark, we are dying. He said, oh, I haven't got the key. God has closed it and has got away with the key. The key, where is the key? Is this the word of God? The key to salvation is the word of God. Jesus Christ is here. He's telling us what to do. And when we read the newspaper, I think that what is happening in this world, Christ always said about that here in this. What are we doing? What Christ is telling us? Are we preparing ourselves? Are we ready to welcome Christ in our life? This is the ark. We hear the word of God. God is calling us and we are coming. We have not to keep that for ourselves, because as we are servants of God, we have to share that good news with others so they may be also saved. Christ is coming. We don't know the day. We don't know the time. We don't know when. But we have to get ready. We have to watch. We have to be on alert. Are we really ready? Or we are coming here to see, to listen what they're saying, and after all we go. Or we are there busy only eating, drinking, looking what is around us, talking about Brexit, talking about the election, talking about this, about that. Do we focus on the real world, or the real things, or the real purpose of our life in this world? Do we do that? And are we ready to do that? For Christ is coming. We don't know the time. We don't know the day. Only the Father knows the day. Amen.